Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this week on The Local Take, we're speaking with Ms. Helen Butler, the Executive Director from The People's Agenda, about voting in 2020. In the midst of the pandemic, we have a leader who can't seem to tell the truth, but is still allowed to use his position to mislead as many people as possible. We are in a media environment that took 2.5 years to say that he was a liar and still can't bring themselves to confirm that he is a racist. Although he is the only president in my lifetime to receive a public endorsement from David Duke. So whether he's racist or not, we all know that the racists do love him. So, where can the public turn for the truth? Can we vote by mail when the new Postmaster General has begun to dismantle the United States Postal Service? Can we safely vote in person when our state is known around the world for voter suppression and election stealing? My own 80-year-old dad waited over 2.5 hours to vote during the primary season, and that was when I had first reached out to Helen Butler, who I began to work with about my father's dilemma. And I asked her to join me this morning to talk about voting in 2020. Ms. Helen Butler, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I'm so honored to be here with you and glad to be a part of the WCLK listening group here today. So just thank you for inviting me.
Well, I want to welcome you to The Local Take. And as I mentioned, you and I came together in an attempt to create a timed voting system so that people would have an app and would know exactly when to show up, you know, similar to rides at Disney World and Six Flags and whatnot. But the NBA, working with Commissioner Rob Pitts, opened a large county voting location with Atlanta Hawks. And this worked great in Fulton County. But what about other counties? Can you tell us what is the people's agenda? What is the purpose and how was it started?
Well, the People's Agenda was started in 1998 by Dr. Joseph Lowery, so many other civil rights leaders like Earl Shinhoster, Dr. Richard Bright, Rita Samuels, and it was formed to really provide quality to governance. Its primary mission is to improve the quality of governance so that people, everyday people, will have a voice in what happens to them through their elected officials. So it concentrates a lot on civic engagement, voter registration, voter education, mobilization, election protection, holding elected officials accountable, and advocating for policy changes around education, in the environment, the criminal justice reform, economic empowerment or economic justice, and just human rights. So it was an organization that is made up of organizations. So it's not like a typical organization that has individuals, while there are individuals, but mainly it's organizations coming together to really work collaboratively on things that will improve communities that service, that are really made up of Black people. And Black people, I mean African Americans, people from the African diaspora, and the Caribbean communities. So that's what the People's Agenda is all about.
Now, what do you want people to know about voting this year? Can we really vote by mail when thousands of mail-in ballots are invalidated every year? And this year, we don't even know if we can count on the post office, because even before this new Postmaster General, many people didn't receive their mail-in ballots in time for the primary season. So is voting by mail a real option for us today?
I would say voting by mail is still a real option. You just have to request your ballot early. You can't wait till the week before to get them. So you have to really, really make sure you can request them right now. The law allows for you to request them 6 months prior to any election period. And if you're over 65 years of age and you're disabled or in the military, you can request your ballots at the beginning of the year or any time during the point where you fill out an application. You can request it for the remainder of the election year. So you get a ballot automatically and wouldn't have to request it but that one time. So it is, for all others, it is an option, a viable option. Again, as I said, you have to request it early.
So that the means, last day, I was going to say, that means request law, it now, okay?
Yes, request it now. The last day by law is you can request it October the 26th, but that is too late. We want you to request it early. Do it now. You can fill it out right now, your request, and they have to start mailing them by September the 15th. It's the first date that they can be mailed. So if you request it now, you'll start getting your ballots right after September the 15th. You can fill it out. Now, about the post office, you don't have to put it in the mail because we don't trust that. But there are options. You have drop boxes. Most counties have drop boxes so that you can drop them off. In any event, you can always drop them off at your Board of Elections office. That has always been an option. But there are drop boxes throughout the counties. Like Fulton is going to have several drop box locations, over 20 of them. So DeKalb is going to have some. So all of the counties are getting that. In fact, there are some foundations that are even offering counties who don't have the funds to buy them funds to get drop boxes. So if your county doesn't have money to get a drop box, call me, and I will put you in contact with this funder that is willing to give money to counties to ensure that every county has a drop box that needs a drop box.
That is wonderful.
So that's available.
Now, you mentioned people over 65 and disabled people, but what do other seniors need to know? Because if you're over a certain age, you don't necessarily have to wait in line at the poll.
That's correct. Again, that's 65 and older as well. The law says 75, but most people let the 65 and older go to the front of the line. So you don't have to stand in line. If you get there and you see a long line, which we hope is not going to be the case, that enough people will vote early or vote by mail, so that on election day, it's not a long line. But if you are 65 and older, you can go to the front of the line.
Now, Ms. Butler, can we quickly go over some important voting dates? If you aren't currently registered, what is the deadline to get your voter registration in to participate in the November election?
The deadline is October the 5th. That's the last day to register to vote to be able to participate in the November 3rd election, October the 5th.
October 5th. Okay, so we may have said this, but if you're registered and you want to vote by mail, when is it too late to request an absentee ballot? And we know the last day is October 15th, but that is way too late. And when do we have to have absentee ballots turned in?
Well, the absentee ballot, the deadline is really October the 26th. It's the last day to register, request an absentee ballot to vote by mail. So we want you to get it in. So as long as you get it in before October the 26th, I think you will be just fine.
And then when do you have to turn in your ballot after you fill it out? What's that?
After you fill it in, fill it out, complete your absentee ballot, you have to have it into the Board of Elections by 5 p.m. on Election Day. So by November the 3rd, it has to be back to your local Board of Elections by November the 3rd. Now, Judge Ross has ruled that you can, as long as it's postmarked, if you put it in the mail and it's postmarked November the 3rd, that they are required to accept it. But, of course, the Secretary of State just announced this morning that they will be appealing that decision. So don't rely on that right now. Just make sure you get it back to the Board of Elections by November the 3rd, either in the drop box or you can deliver it in person to your local Board of Elections office.
Now, we want people to vote early, because if you vote early and you have a challenge, you can fix the challenge in time to make sure that your vote counts. So what are the early voting dates and times, and is this statewide or county by county?
Well, the early voting date is statewide. That is October the 12th. And most counties' early vote times are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., normal business hours. Now, there are some counties that will do later hours, but that varies by county. So you'd have to call your county to get the early voting times early if they're going to be later than 5 p.m., their normal business hours. So that would be the early voting time.
So the dates for early voting is 10-12 to 10, what's the ending date?
October the 30th.
So from 10-12 to 10-30 is early voting, and check with your county for the exact times, but normal business hours should apply. Now, I know that our counties have been trying to recruit younger poll workers, and I signed up to be a poll worker, and they're looking for people who are a little bit tech savvy and younger. Do we have enough poll workers at this point? Do we still need poll workers and poll monitors?
We need both, because some counties have enough, but a lot of counties do not have enough. And for me, they won't have enough, because on election day, if COVID has increased, there may be more people that will drop out. So we're asking people to apply to be a poll worker. And those, you apply directly at your county boards of elections. Of course, we're doing a recruitment program, and we want people to go to govoteGA.org and sign up with us, and we will refer you over. We also will provide training and orientation prior to you going to your local board of elections for the official training. So we'll provide an orientation.
So govotegeorgia.org.
Yeah, it's govotega.org.
Now, if someone is having trouble at the polls, either early voting, they didn't get their ballot, or on election day, what do you want folks to do?
Okay, if they didn't get their ballot and they're having problems, always call our toll-free hotline, 866-OUR-VOTE. That's our election protection hotline, and that's 866-687-8683. And I just want to say, too, clarification, we're recruiting for poll monitors as well. Poll monitors are people that will be assisting voters to vote. Poll workers are people that actually vote, and they belong as employees of the county. But poll monitors will be working for our organization to actually assist voters should they have problems during early voting and election day. So if you're interested, you'll sign up for both at govoteGA.org.
Now,
I want to remind you, too, that there's a mandatory Saturday voting. We didn't get that date in as well. October the 24th is a mandatory Saturday voting, so families can go vote together on Saturday, which we hope also will be no lines, and people will be able to use it as a means to vote together. Families.
I love that. Now, I always direct people to vote.org. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. And you've just given us another one, govoteGA.org. Are there any other resources that you want to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, definitely if you want to vote, if you're talking about registering to vote, we have a bit.ly that we'd love for you to sign up with us. It's bit.ly/OVRGCPA. And that way you can register to vote with the People's Agenda going through our website. Because what we do is we follow up to make sure that you get on. There have been problems with people doing it online, but when they go vote, they're not necessarily online. But you can do that with us as well.
I hope we don't have any challenges this year voting. That toll-free number for election protection again is 866-OUR-VOTE or 866-687-8683. Ms. Helen Butler, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners today. And I just appreciate everything that you're doing and keep on doing it. We need you there.
Well, Kipling, thank you so much for having me on. And please continue the great work that you do educating our voters about their rights. And people need to know their rights. Take that sample ballot with you. Fill it out before you go if you're going to vote in person. Vote early, October the 12th.
Thank
so
you.
Please do that.
Vote early.
Thank you.
October 12th to October 30th. Helen Butler, thank you.
Thank you.